Why have I got this blanket? They keep putting this blanket on me.
Yeah, it's for shock.
I'm not in shock.
Yeah, but some of the guys want to take photographs.
So the shooter, no sign?
Cleared off before we got here. But a guy like that would have had enemies, I suppose. One of them could have been following him, but got nothing to go on.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, give me.
The bullet they just dug out of the walls from a handgun. Kill shot over that distance from that kind of a weapon, that's a crack shot you're looking for, but not just a marksman. The fighter's hands couldn't have shaken the tools, so clearly he's acclimatized to violence. He didn't fire until I was in immediate danger, though, so strong moral principle. You're looking for a man probably with a history of military service and nerves of steel. Actually, do you know what? Ignore me.
Sorry?
Ignore all of that. It's just the shock talking.
Where are you going?
I just need to talk about the rent.
I've still got questions.
Oh, what now? I'm in shock. Look, I've got a blanket.
Sherlock?
And I just caught you a serial killer. More or less.
Okay. We'll put you in tomorrow. Off you go.
Sergeant Donovan's just been explaining everything. Two pills.
Well, dreadful business, isn't it?
Dreadful.
Good shot.
Yes.
Yes, must have been. Through that window.
Well, you'd know. Need to get the powder burns out of your fingers. I don't suppose you'd serve time for this, but let's avoid the court case. Are you all right?
Yes, of course I'm all right.
We have just killed a man.
Yes,
It's true.
But he wasn't a very nice man.
No, he wasn't really, was he?
He was frankly a bloody awful cabbie.
That's true, he was a bad cabbie. Should have seen the route he took us to get here.
Stop. We can't giggle, it's a crime scene. Stop it.
You're the one who shot him, don't blame me.
Keep your voice down. Sorry, it's just nerves, I think.
Sorry.